We're doing Sefer Masiot, and we're up to a story which is a very complicated story. Thank you. It's a story which is very difficult, and as such, I would like to deviate from what we usually do. Ordinarily, we learn the book in order. But we mentioned that most of the stories that are quoted in this book have other sources in Chazal. So this story, I would like to go to another source for the story, which will give us slightly more insight, and that is the Midrash Aseret HaDibrot. And I'm going to quote and translate from... I'm going to go translate from the story from the Midrash Aseret HaDibrot. Excuse me. So... the story goes as follows. There was once a wise person whose name was Rabbi Meir. And every year he would ascend to Jerusalem for the regel, for the festival. And he'd be a guest by Rabbi Yehuda the butcher. And Rabbi Yehuda the butcher had a beautiful wife who was very modest. And she was always extra careful with the honor of this Rabbi Meir, who would visit them on his way up to Jerusalem. Now time passed, and Rabbi Meir's wife passed away. And Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda the butcher, told his new wife that if a wise person comes to our home, if a wise person comes, his name is Rabbi Meir, be extra careful in honoring him as much as you can, with food and drink and setting the bed. That's what my first wife used to do, and that's how I expect you to treat this special guest. Came time for the festival, for the regel, and Rabbi Meir started ascending to Jerusalem, and he came to the gate of this butcher, Rabbi Yehuda's home. And the wife comes down to the gate, and he doesn't recognize her. So he says, please call the wife of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir is standing at the gate and he sees the new wife and he doesn't know she's the new wife. So she says, my master, I am the wife of Rabbi Yehuda. His first wife passed away and he married me. So Rabbi Meir started crying because he knew that the first wife was a pious woman and he wanted to return, and the woman grabbed him and said, my master, please come. My husband told me that when Rabbi Meir comes, I should be extra careful in his honor and give him to eat and drink and make his bed. And I'll do what my husband told me. I'll honor you even more than his first wife. So Rabbi Meir said, I can't enter until the master of the home is home and he gives me permission to enter his home. So Rabbi Meir exited and met Rabbi Yehuda. So when Rabbi Yehuda the butcher met him, he said to him, Rabbi Meir, my master, my first wife died and this is my second wife. I warned her to honor you, please. And Rabbi Meir, upon hearing from Rabbi Yehuda that he should go to his house, he goes to Rabbi Yehuda's house. She prepares him to eat and drink and sets everything up. Rabbi Yehuda went to the marketplace. He's a butcher. And Rabbi Meir was a very, very good looking person. This woman saw this good-looking guest. And that night, she gave him a lot of wine. And every time, she'd refill his cup of wine till he was drunk. And he was so drunk, he didn't know what was coming or going. And that was the night of Purim. So on the night of Purim, she's filling his cup with wine again and again. And when she saw he was drunk, so she took advantage of the situation. Yeah. And... Rabbi Meir didn't know what had happened. Rabbi Meir had no idea. The next morning, Rabbi Meir goes to Davin. And when he comes home, she gives him to eat and drink. And now she's talking to him like they're buddy-buddy. And she's joking around with him. And Rabbi Meir wondered, how come she's talking to him like as though she were his girlfriend? Now, he was embarrassed, looking down. He didn't want to look at her. And she said to him, why aren't you looking at me? So he said, because you're a married woman. I don't want to rebel against my friend. And she said, well, at night you were with me all night long. So Rav Meir said, God forbid, I never saw you, I never slept with you, nor with any other woman. So she said, no, all night we were together. Now suddenly you're such a modest person. So Rav Meir said, you're a liar. So she said, if you don't believe me, I'll tell you all kinds of signs. And she started telling him signs about his private parts, different birthmarks he had that there was no way she would know. And he told her, she told him, on your right shoulder, you have this and this birthmark. And when she started telling him all these signs, Rabbi Meir realized that he had sinned. And he was bitter. And he started weeping. And he took earth and put it on his head. And he said, woe to me that I lost my world. This is the wages I'll get for the Torah that I learned. How can I ever fix what I've done? And he right away took upon himself to go before the yeshiva in Bavel, in Babylon. And whatever they'll decree upon him, he'll do. And he went home, and the whole way home he was weeping and wailing. He tore his clothes and was walking like a person in mourning with earth on his head. On his way home, he meets a guy who was his neighbor. And this non-Jew tells him, Rabbi Meir, what's going on? Rabbi Meir tells the person, do me a favor, go back to my city and tell my relatives that bandits grabbed me and took everything I owned. So the guy goes back to the city and he tells the relatives, you should know that bandits jumped on Rabbi Meir and they took everything he owned. So the relatives understood that Rabbi Meir must be in a terrible situation. So they got together and they put together a caravan and came out towards Rabbi Meir. And when they came to Rabbi Meir, he told them everything that happened. So the relative said, what are you thinking to do? So he said, I have to go to the Rosh Yeshiva of Babylon and hold the decree on me, whatever he says I'm going to do. So his relatives tell him, you were a shogeg, you made a mistake. God will forgive you for your sin. Don't speak loudly about what happened. You don't want to give a bad name to your family. And Rabbi Meir said, if I listen to you, God will never forgive me. So Rabbi Meir went to the Rosh Yeshiva and told him everything that happened. And he said, I came before you with intent that whatever you decree, I'll do. So the Rosh Yeshiva said, today we'll think about it, we'll analyze it, and come back tomorrow, I'll tell you what to do. The next day, Rabbi Meir comes before him. And the Rosh Yeshiva tells him, my conclusion is that you'll have to be devoured by a lion. A lion is going to have to kill you. So Rabbi Meir says, I'll accept whatever they say in heaven. So the Rosh Yeshiva right away sent two brave people. And he told him, take this man, tie his hands and feet, and carry him to a place where there are lions and throw him there. And you brave people, you hide yourselves by one of the trees and see what the lions do to him. If the lions eat him, so bring me his bones and I'll eulogize him because he accepted the ruling of heaven. The people took Rabbi Meir, they bound him up and they put him in a place where lions frequent. And when midnight came, a lion came and you could hear him growl that he was hungry, and he stood next to Rabbi Meir looking over his prey, and he left him and didn't touch him. The next day the people come to the Rosh Yeshiva and they tell him this is what happened. So he said to them, okay, so do the same thing on the second night, take him out there. That's what they did. Midnight comes, a lion comes, sniffs up Rabbi Meir, turns his face away and leaves. They come back to the Rosh Yeshiva and they tell him what happened. So the Rosh Yeshiva said, okay, do it a third night. And if this time he gets no harm, then he's a tzaddik gamur, bring him before me, because in heavens they have no claim against him. Midnight comes, a lion comes roaring. He comes up to Rabbi Meir, smacks him with his teeth, took out one of his ribs, ate a kezias. They told the Rosh Hashiva, and he said, bring him before me. In heavens they ruled that if the lion ate a kezias from him, then it's as though he was completely consumed. They brought Rabbi Meir before him, and the Rosh Hashiva brought in expert doctors to heal him, and he asked him for mechila. So the Rosh Hashiva said to Rabbi Meir, praised are you that you are a tzaddik gamur, you are a completely righteous person. And when Rabbi Meir came back home, a heavenly voice came out and said, Rabbi Meir merits to the world to come. And from this story, the Medrash said, we see a person who was such a complete tzaddik and such a wise person, and he didn't sin knowingly. He didn't know what was happening. You give a person drugs and he's not here. He has no idea. Can he be held accountable? And nonetheless, the only way he was able to enter the world to come was that he said, I accept whatever ruling they'll put upon me. If someone sins on purpose, so much so, more so, Hashem should help us all and save us from sin. Now this that we quoted is the story, the way it's presented in the Medrash Aseret HaDibot. Rav Nissim Gaon says a different story. Rav Nissim Gaon quotes the story like this. When he comes, she invites him in, he gets drunk, they go to sleep, and in the morning she starts joking with him, and she touches him, and she comes to him, and he says, leave me alone, don't touch me. And she says, what do you want? Last night we were together, and now not. So he says, don't lie. So she says, it's true, I'll tell you all the signs on your body. And when he heard this, he started wondering, maybe she's right. So she thought, if she'll be able to tell him this whole story, and she'll give him the signs, so a lot of people, they figure, okay, I did it once, I'll do it twice. That's the way we work very often. We figure, okay, it's over. You start eating something when you know it's a questionable hechsher, and then you stop and tell yourself, maybe I shouldn't eat it. Then you say, I already ate it, I'm going to burn anyways, so let me finish it. No, so that's what she was hoping for. Rabbi Meir didn't, he ran away, and he started wondering, maybe she's right, maybe it did happen. And he was weeping along the way, walking as though he didn't know where he was going, and the Kuti met him, and he said, what's with you, Rabbi Meir? So he said, bandits came and stole everything I owned. He comes home, and he said, how could I do such a sin? How could I have lost everything I worked for in this world? And one of his wise friends saw him and said to him, why are you so upset? So he told him what happened, and he said, don't worry. Maybe when you were sleeping, in those days they used to go to sleep without clothing, she saw you, she saw the signs, maybe nothing happened. So he fasted for many days, and he davened to Hashem to reveal the secret, and in a dream they came to him and they told him, Rabbi Meir, don't worry, it didn't happen, the woman's a liar, and don't worry, you have a lot of wages in the world to come. And he woke up happy, and he continued going up to the regal, but he'd never again enter Rabbi Yehuda, the butcher's home. So that's the version of Nissim Gaon quotes. So we have two versions of the story, which who knows what happened, but whatever it is, we could learn from the story.